it's time to go to sleep. You've brushed your teeth, you're nice and clean. It's time to cozy up and dream with Bedtime Stories.
Bedtime Stories with Netflix Junior.
Super Monsters, Lobo's First Sleepover.
Is he here yet? Is he here?
Don't worry, Frankie. I'm sure Lobo will be here soon.
There he is!
Let's go, let's go, let's go!
Lobo, where do you want to go? You're already here.
All right! I'm here, and I'm ready for my very first sleepover!
Lobo is so excited about this sleepover. He's been saying, let's go, for hours.
Well, Frankie is just as excited as Lobo. He's been waiting forever for their sleepover.
It's not just a sleepover.
It's our very first sleepover ever, and it's gonna be awesome!
Is this all your sleepover stuff?
Uh-huh. My favorite pillow, my favorite blanket, and my backpack with my toothbrush, toothpaste, and pajamas.
Great. Let's take all this stuff to my room. Mom and Dad built a bunk bed for me. You can have the top bunk if you want.
Oh, I've never slept in a bunk bed before. It's gonna be so fun. Let's go, let's go, let's go!
Hold on, Lobo. Remember that you're a guest here with Frankie and his family.
Uh-huh, for sure, for sure, for sure.
That means you need to make sure you listen to Mrs. Mash and follow all the sleepover rules.
Rules? There are rules for sleepovers?
Don't worry, Lobo. Sleepover rules are the same as regular bedtime rules.
There are rules for bedtime?
The rules are all the things we do to get ready for bed.
All right, like washing our faces and brushing our teeth?
Uh-huh.
And then we put on our pajamas and crawl under the covers?
Right. Then we're in bed and ready for story time before the sun comes up.
Oh, I love bedtime stories. Come on, Frankie. Let's go get ready for bed so we can have story time.
Lobo!
Huh? Huh? What?
Can I get a hug goodbye?
Oh, sure, Dad. Have a good trip. I'll miss you and Abuelita.
We'll miss you too. But your grandmother and I will be back tomorrow night. And Mrs. Mash has my phone number, so you can call me if you need me.
Yep, yep, yep. Okay, okay, got it. Thanks, Dad. Okay, have a good trip. Bye! Come on, Frankie. Let's get this slumber party started.
Wow, Lobo. Your backpack is really full. What'd you bring?
My toothbrush and pajamas.
That must be a really big toothbrush.
But I didn't just bring my toothbrush and pajamas. I also brought video games. Wanna play?
Oh, I love video games. But if I play them before bedtime, it makes my brain all excited.
Video games make my brain all excited too. That's what makes them fun.
But when our brains get excited, it makes it harder to fall asleep.
It does? Oh, I didn't know that. Okay, no video games before bedtime. So, how about a game of tag? You're it!
Now you're it!
Yeah, no, you are!
Gotcha!
Gotcha back!
Oh, sounds like you two are having fun.
Oh yeah, for sure, for sure, for sure, for sure!
Yeah!
But I think it's probably too close to bedtime to play something that's so energetic.
Energetic? What's energetic mean?
Well, some things are so fun and exciting, so energetic, that it can be hard to fall asleep after playing them.
So, no video games and no tag?
That's right. At least not this close to bedtime.
But I'm not ready to go to bed yet.
Well, that's okay. There's still a little time before you both need to go to sleep. But maybe you and Frankie can find something to do that's a little quieter and calmer.
Like what?
How about building blocks? Or coloring?
Oh, I like to color. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Ah, looks like your pictures are almost finished. May I see?
Yeah. I drew a picture of Luigi flying on a magic carpet to deliver pizza from his pizzeria.
How fun. I love flying carpets.
What did you draw, Lobo?
It's a picture of the werewolf convention that my dad and Abuelita are going to.
Oh, it looks like a lot of grown-up werewolves just standing around talking.
Uh-huh. That's what Abuelita says a convention is. Just a bunch of grown-ups talking about grown-up stuff.
That sounds kind of, boring.
I know, right? It's definitely not as much fun as a sleepover.
Speaking of sleepovers, it's time to get ready for the sleeping part of this sleepover.
That means it's time to wash our faces.
Brush our teeth.
Then put on your pajamas. And...
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 And then you'll be ready for story time before the sun comes up.
Yeah!
For sure, for sure, for sure!
Now, you two get ready for bed, and I'll be back in a little bit to tell you a bedtime story.
My face is washed and my teeth are clean. Your turn. Ha! Here's a towel to dry your face.
Oh, thanks, Frankie. But werewolves use hair dryers instead of towels.
Cool. I didn't know that.
Now my face and teeth are all clean too.
Now we just have to put on our pajamas and crawl into our beds.
Race you there. Come on.
The ladder to the top bunk is over here.
Got it.
Lobo? Lobo, are you okay? Is your bed comfortable? Do you need another blanket or a pillow?
What? No, thanks, Frankie. I have my favorite pillow and my favorite blanket.
Then what's wrong?
I don't know. I did all the bedtime stuff, and I know I should be sleepy. But I just don't feel yawny or sleepy.
What do you feel?
I feel like my fur's all itchy, and my tummy's kind of twitchy.
Lobo, are those itchy, twitchy feelings something you want to talk about?
I don't know. How do you talk about that?
Well, it must feel very strange to be away from your family for the first time. Are you feeling sad or worried?
I'm not sad. And I'm not worried because I know my dad and Abuelita are coming back soon. But I really miss them. And even though I like it here with you and Frankie, I still feel kind of lonely without them.
Oh, Lobo, I'm sorry you're feeling lonely.
Lobo, would it make you feel better to call your dad so you can talk to him?
No, thank you. I know my dad is always there for me. Even if he isn't right here right now, like when he's at work or I'm at school. It's like my dad says, even when we're apart, we're still together.
Nice.
My tummy stopped twitching and my fur isn't itching.
Does that mean you're feeling better?
I am. I was feeling lonely, but it really helped to talk about my feelings. And now I feel... happy! I'm really, really happy I'm here and having my very first sleepover with you.
And I'm really, really happy I'm having my very first sleepover with you.
And I'm happy you're both feeling really, really happy.
Oh, I got an idea. We should make a happy list.
A happy list? What's that?
A happy list is another way to help calm down and get ready for sleep. Take a deep breath in as you think about something that makes you feel happy. Then breathe out slowly, saying what it is.
My mom and dad.
My dad and Abuelita.
being best friends with a super fast werewolf named Lobo.
Being best friends with a super strong super monster named Frankie.
Luigi's Pizza.
Bedtime stories.
And now it's time for your bedtime story. Here we go. Once upon a time, there were two super monsters named Lobo and Frankie. One night, Lobo came over to Frankie's house, and the two super monsters had their very first sleepover. Frankie's parents had built a bunk bed in Frankie's room, and Lobo got to sleep on the top bunk.
I never slept in a bunk bed before.
And Lobo had never slept in a bunk bed before. And he had never been away from his father and his grandmother before. It was all very new and different. But Lobo was a very brave and adventurous little werewolf. So Lobo climbed up the ladder and crawled under the covers and closed his eyes, ready to fall asleep in a strange and new, but very comfortable and cozy bed.
So cozy.
Look, the sun's coming up.
Sun up, super monster.